There's a new development in herpes research. Scientists at Seattle's Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center have found a class of cells they think suppresses herpes. This could explain why some people have no symptoms or lesions when the virus is reactivated. It also changes the way scientists understand how the virus works. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
HSV-2, the virus that causes genital herpes, lives in the nerves that stem from the spinal canal. The thinking is that the virus hangs out there. Once in a while, when the virus reawakens, a group of these nerves called the ganglion controls how the body responds to the virus.
When I used to lecture about herpes, I would say, well, you know, it's sitting in the ganglion, sipping a Coors, and every once in a while it would reactivate and come back down, and at most once a month. And when it came down, it would always cause a lesion.
That's Dr. Larry Corey. He's director of Fred Hutch. He's also a virologist and studies herpes infections. He co-authored a new study that sheds new light on HSV-2. Corey says the findings show that the virus isn't sipping a Coors and coming off vacation every so often. Instead, it's ready to go most of the time. So that means the control is not happening in the ganglion, but in the skin where the lesions show up. That's where a class of immune cells called CD8 T cells lives. Corey says these are the cells that are actually responsible for controlling the virus. The body uses these cells to prevent outbreaks.
And they are also making some substances that prevent them from migrating out of the skin. They actually make substances that say, stay put, be here, don't move.
Corey says since the body knows how to deal with the virus, the next step is to find a way to boost the cell's defense, either by increasing their numbers or making them more active.
Now, frankly, I'm a lot more optimistic that we could develop vaccines for genital herpes because, you know, what we need to do, again, as I said earlier, is that we know the body can contain it, so now we just need to help it.
About 750,000 people in the U.S. are diagnosed with genital herpes each year. Dr. Matthew Golden is director of the Seattle King County Public Health's STD program. He says HSV-2 can be a gateway to other infections.
People who have HSV-2 are at elevated risk for acquiring HIV infection if they're exposed to HIV. And I think in many parts of the world, this is a very important cofactor in facilitating HIV transmission.
There's no cure for herpes, but there are antiviral treatments. Dr. Golden says some people with herpes take medications every day to cut the risk of transmitting the virus to their sex partners. Condoms are also very effective in preventing transmission. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.